One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, an AEW star has claimed they are suspended.
An amazing tag team is set to debut on AEW Collision.
Got an update on Swerve Strickland's booking.
And even more details on Cameron Grimes' WWE release. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Right.
Oh, my neck, sorry.
Oh, there you go. What happened to your neck?
I don't want to talk about it.
Did you get pile driven on the way to work?
Did it to an NFL draft?
And then you show up to your other job looking like this. What a sell.
Not selling it, though. Turned his head all over the place.
I saw that. Some wee guy was like, he's not selling it. But gee whiz, would you just lighten up and enjoy yourself for once?
Look how much fun Shad's having. Come on.
I know. Don't mess with Shad, though. He looked ready to kick some ass.
He is the final boss, isn't he? Let's be honest.
He's going to be the Rock. Right, let's talk about Max Caster.
Oh, yeah. What's going on there?
He's claimed he's suspended by AEW. If you heard a noise filling that brief silence there, that was my inner eyebrow raising. I don't think this is true. However, he's tweeted it. So he released a rap called The Feeling, and he was talking about glass ceilings and all this stuff. So, you know, it's kind of a little allegory for wrestling and all of that stuff. He put that out on social media. Someone replied saying, "Are you no longer with AEW?" Weird.
He just worked Dynasty.
Exactly. Max Caster quote tweeted this saying, "I am suspended." So there you go. Now, there's no word if this is actually real. AEW hasn't confirmed it. Nobody's reported it. He released that rap. Someone asked him a question. He said, "I've been released." I've been suspended. Sorry. So this comes amidst some fresh controversy with Max and his raps.
Mm-hmm.
At Dynasty, whatever, Bullet Club Gold beat the Acclaim to unify the trio's titles. Max came in the ring and he had a little rap for Jay White where I won't repeat the exact terminology or anything like that, but he was talking about violating him with his member, basically.
Yes.
Which, understandably, got a few people going, "That is a bit over the line."
And I thought these were meant to be approved now.
Well, this is it. He's been suspended before, hasn't he? It was August 2021 where he had that really ill-advised and stupid rap about Simone Biles' mental health, the Duke LaCrosse case. There was some other... He made a joke about Julia Hart as well. There was a COVID skepticism line. I think, like, it was all over the place. Tony Khan called it terrible. He suspended Max and he said, I'll be editing Dark going forward to make sure that this doesn't happen again. Well, he kind of did kind of similar at Dynasty, so... I don't know what to think of this. I mean, Max Caster strikes me as a little edgelord. What do you think?
Yeah, he's in a weird place right now because the Acclaimed are nowhere near as popular as they used to be, obviously. But they're still in ring. They're still a great team.
They're really good.
Anthony Bowens should be pushed to the moon, in my opinion. Mm. We love him here at What Culture. Yeah, Max Caster's he's always toyed with that sort of thing. Like you say, the rap's just... You know, even the ones that we haven't mentioned here always sort of went a bit like, ooh, close to the line.
That's it, right? You always run the risk. You always run the risk because it's a difficult thing to balance. You want the kind of, oh my goodness, that was close. But stepping over it is inevitably going to happen sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Not excusing these lines. They're awful, but...
I don't think he's suspended. I agree with you. I think if he was suspended... We would have heard about it. There's some excellent reporting around AEW and all the goings on there, and you sense that this would have gotten out, and the reasoning behind his suspension would have gotten out if it was to do with something he said at Dynasty, for example. It's a weird one because I don't know what the future holds next for the Acclaimed. Like, they were this, great tag team. they got this wave of momentum behind them, and there was that pay-per-view where it was like, oh my God, I think they should actually beat Swerve and Our Glory here. And they eventually won the tag titles. They've got Daddy Ass with them, you know, Gun Boys, etc., etc. And it was just, scissoring was the most popular thing. They had National Scissoring Day and stuff like that. And then it started to dip. And now we got to a point, yeah, where they've not got titles. And I don't know what the next move is for them. But I don't sense poking the bear on social media is the good way to go about it.
Yeah, and do you remember when Mercedes debuted at Big Business as well? And what did Max Caster do? He jumped on social media, posted a picture with Sammy Guevara and said, hey, I just saw Sammy, he's a great guy. Sammy, of course, was previously suspended from AEW for making some rather off-colour comments about Mercedes when he was at the Performance Center. So it's like, I think he's just an edgelord, right? And that doesn't mean he's not talented.
Trying to facilitate a heel turn or something? I don't know.
I don't know. It's really strange. I don't know what he seeks to accomplish here other than getting morons like us talking about
it.
I guess. But, hey, these seem ill-advised.
Yes. And one thing that further complicates matters is my first story, which I'll get to the Max Caster acclaimed element of it in a second, because you may have seen my tweet last night, because I got very excited the moment I saw this news, because the grizzled young veterans, one of my favourite tag teams, are coming to AEW. They're going to be wrestling on AEW Collision, at least according to them. I don't think it's actually been confirmed by AEW yet. But according to them, and they were on AEW's social media channels talking about this, with Lexi Nair, I believe. So yeah, they're going to be on Collision. They posted a digital exclusive with Liverpool's number one, Zach Gibson and James Drake. Sorry, Zach. He was lovely when we were with him in WCPW.
Is James Drake a scouser as well?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
But they posted this video. In it, James Drake said, AEW is where the best wrestle, and to be the best, you need to fight the best. So this Saturday, live on Collision, the GYV make their AEW debut, and we're coming to make a statement. And Gibson says, Acclaimed, you've been on our radar for a few years now. No, I'll just say it properly. Acclaimed, you have been on our radar for a few years now. Two lads with unrivaled potential, but how you choose to use that potential, that doesn't sit right with us. Too caught up making your funny little jokes, too busy scissoring each other. You two are an embarrassment to this job that we love. So this Saturday on Collision, you two lads going to get a very, very important lesson from the veterans. So really in that, it suggests that they might be facing the Acclaimed on AEW Collision. So since Max Caster's probably not suspended, unless they're going to get their asses handed to them by the GYV and then written off, so he could be suspended, or none of that could happen and it could be a squash match by the GYV against some local enhancement talent or whatever, and then they set their sights on the Acclaimed. Either way, if you've watched this news ever, you'll know my love for Zach Gibson and James Drake, the grizzly young veterans, completely underutilized, particularly on the main roster of WWE. They obviously won titles in NXT UK, and then they got shoved in a weird, the gay-ed faction, which just didn't suit them whatsoever, and yet again took the microphone away from Zach Gibson, who is a brilliant promo. I'm so excited. I really hope they get the All Elite graphic. I think you were talking in the office just before we came in here about just how strong that tag division is getting, more and more so.
Yeah, for sure. In this story, for the reasons you just outlined, adds to my belief that the Max Caster is not suspended and he's just being a weirdo. There's a lot to like about Max Caster, but there's a lot that's strange. Mm-hmm. The Grizzled Young Veterans rule. Yes. They've ruled for ages. I thought it was a really strange move to make them a couple of weird cult guys with contact lenses for a while. NXT gonna NXT, I guess.
Yeah. One mistake NXT's made, that.
Yeah, literally the only one. No others. Remarkable brand.
Actually, they didn't put the title on Tony D at Stand and Deliver, too.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if this will be a... like GYV will be in action. Maybe they'll squash a team, something like that. But you know what I would do? And obviously, maybe not now after they've called out the Acclaimed, but what I would do is, if I'm Tony Khan, and if I've already secretly signed the Motor City Machine Guns, I would have Grizzled Young Veterans come out on Collision and go, there's no tag team that could... That was a terrible accent. No one can match us, blah, blah, blah. The music hits, the machine guns come down, and you just have an incredible match for 15 minutes and you make two teams immediately in the eyes of your audience. I wouldn't even slow burn them. I would just go, hey, these guys rock both of them, so support them. That's what I would do. What would you do? How do you want to debut the Grizzled Young Vets and all of that stuff? Yeah, that's off the rails.
They're still on their own promotion as well. Best of luck to them at that.
And they've trained people for ages and ages as well. They're just really great.
Awesome.
Done a couple of Impact. Sorry, they've done a couple of TNA shots. Mm-hmm. I think they were for Deadlock as well.
Yeah.
So they're doing business.
I think better than when Zach Gibson was wearing a weird contact lens, basically, in WWE.
Yeah.
No, why did you take the mic away from him? He's a brilliant promo.
Really, really great promo. What do? Make him a mute.
Yes.
Excellent.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Right. Let's talk about Swerve Strickland.
Ah, interesting this.
So his presentation on Dynamite drew a bit of criticism this week. I think it was fair.
Yeah.
Rather than presenting and parading their new world champion, it was kind of like, here's a pretty good match with Kyle Fletcher.
Mm.
It was very 50-50. It was a good match. Kyle Fletcher's really good and someone that the company are going to build around in a few years. But, you know, not the coming out party that a lot of people would have hoped for. Why was that? Well, it's because they're saving it for Collision, and there's a reason for that. According to Fightful Select, why didn't Swerve get a promo, celebration, any of that? It's because the plan, and this was always the plan, apparently, was to get a big lead-in from NBA coverage on Collision, so there'll be a bigger audience, theoretically, coming over, more eyes on him, theoretically, all of this is theoretical, so they're going to do on Collision. You'd imagine that would then open the show,
yeah.
If they're trying to get the benefit of the lead-in. That segment was announced yesterday. The idea is that Swerve will hopefully benefit from what will hopefully, in the company's eyes, be the best lead-in of the year. It's the Celtics versus the Heat in the NBA playoffs leading into the show. So that'd be why. I think that's fair enough. I also think that the criticisms thrown at the Dynamite booking is also fair.
Yeah.
I think there would have been more effective ways to present Swerve, even if you were going to do this. Maybe lay the match out a little bit differently.
Or just have him literally be the first thing you see rather than... It just felt weird to have the best friends thing open the show and then like, oh, it's the new world champion.
Agrees.
But, yeah, quite right. I saw Meltzer's tweet about this as well, talking about the numbers behind this, and they do seem to stack up, yeah, in terms of if that basketball game brings people into Collision and you just go, look, here's Swerve Strickland. He's our new world champion. Chances are he's going to retain viewers. I'm glad he's getting this because I was very concerned that that just didn't happen. But, yeah, reassured by the fact that, like, no, it's not just not happening. We just delayed it to the other show, basically.
Yeah.
I haven't really got a lot to say about this other than that, but... I'm just glad Swerve's getting his moment properly.
Yeah, absolutely. And looking forward to the segment. Hope it's like really extravagant and over the top. Because that's what I enjoy.
And looking forward to Chris Jericho being the first challenger for Swerve Strickland. Please, God, no. Did a video about Chris Jericho. When's that going out?
It's going out today. Check that out later on. Chris Jericho and AEW, What Went Wrong? Actually, Phil retitled it. I'll change it again. But it says Chris Jericho, more like Chris Miracle, am I right? So there you go. Thanks, Phil.
Right, let's conclude by talking about Cameron Grimes. Obviously, awful news coming out earlier on this week, him being released by WWE. More and more information coming out about this, though. We talked recently about well, people in WWE kind of being a bit surprised that Cameron Grimes was released. He was very talented, obviously. He was a different kind of performer to the other ones like Jinder and Xia Li, Zion Quinn, Von Wagner and stuff that we've talked about.
Yeah, he could wrestle.
And he was a regular at TV. He wasn't just someone who was just sat at home. But anyway, Cameron Grimes has been on Busted Open Radio talking all about this. I should say, Trevor Lee has been on Busted Open Radio talking all about this. He has revealed that a high executive within WWE told him 5 days before he was released, don't worry, you're not going anywhere. You've got a job here for life, basically. I'll read what he said. Starting this stock market gimmick, it made me see businesses in a different light. Following these companies and playing with stocks, I would see things in a different light. So I knew that I haven't worked in over a year and I'm making a decent salary. Obviously, this is him missing from television and what have you. He popped up near the end. He was jobbed out to Bron Breakker on the week or so before he was released. So I knew if someone was going to look at the books, I'm going to be the first person that's going to be cut. If you're looking at it strictly money-wise, but if you're looking at it as like, okay, well, this is a talent that can do something for us, I think they're going to keep me. So I was told by a high executive last week on Friday that I would always have a job here. I would never have to worry about losing my job here after expressing my concerns like that to him. 5 days later, they called me and told me I'd lost the job, so I don't know. Baffling this, Andy, not just in terms of someone confidently reassuring him, you've got a job for life, and then them saying, see you later in 5 days' time. But I just think, all in all, Cameron Grimes is Trevor Lee's release, because all I've seen afterwards, and it's great to see this, obviously all the support from like people like Swerve and you know, fellow performers who are big fans of his, but he's going to go from strength to strength. Oh, I mean, I think arguably he could be back in WWE in 18 months, but if I'm AEW, I'd snap him up right away.
I'd sign him to a bloody 7-year deal, honestly. Yeah. He can play any single role you want him to. You can tell he's a very smart guy.
Yeah.
You can tell this guy, he understands what the business, right?
Yeah.
His appraisal of his situation is bang on, right? Whereby if you're just some disconnected business guy and you're looking at it and going, okay, decent salary, but we're not using him, you might consider him expendable.
Mm.
I don't consider him expendable. I think I've made it very clear how highly I value Trevor Lee as a wrestler. But if you're a wrestling guy, you look at him and go, no, this guy rules, why would we get rid of him?
Just give him a different gimmick or give him a push. Just give him a match.
Exactly. And if I'm comparing those two sides, I'm going, yeah, we're paying him a pretty decent salary, but we're not really using him. And he's really awesome, so we should probably use him.
Yeah.
that's where we come together.
I talked about this on our draft video. We're just about to lose Carmelo Hayes and Ilya Dragunov and probably a few more really talented people in NXT. If you're not doing anything with the main roster with him, there's no shame in just going, let's just bring him back to NXT, not to develop him more, but just to be one of the wiser heads there and potentially be in the title picture. Trick Williams versus Cameron Grimes would have been class.
Yeah, exactly. But he's going to go and be class somewhere else.
Yes.
You know, one more point on this. The thing that gets me about this, right, is that he's told, this is just a really awful way to treat someone. Go, hey, you've got a job, don't worry about your job, you're totally fine. And then 5 days later, go, see you later, pal.
If someone's like, I'm sure he's more sensible than I am, but if someone said to me, you've got a job for life, I'd probably go out and splurge on something that weekend, knowing I'll probably be all right.
And then it's like you've used all your money.
Yeah.
But yeah, like that is just, to me, that's a really bad way to treat someone.
I
don't care if it's a business or not. And also, it comes just a few days after we got this report through. It was PW Insider reporting that WWE's new releases, this latest round of releases under this new regime, were much more apologetic and respectful of the talent. What is respectful of the talent of taking a guy 5 days later after telling him he's got a job for life and cutting him loose? Like, what's respectful about that? I'm sure whoever phoned up Trevor Lee and said, we're releasing you, said sorry a few times.
Yes.
But that means nothing. That story is just more regurgitated PR bollocks from this company. And look, the problem is, in this day and age, right, people like a guy's booking, so they think the company's immune to criticism. We see it with WWE, we see it with AEW. No, there's a separation. There's a clear separation. In my view, this is a really horrible way to treat somebody. And I think it's no surprise whatsoever that this story about it being apologetic and respectful has come out at the same time as WWE's head of PR, Chris LeGentle, has been made the head of talent relations. That's just something to think about a little bit.
Well, best of luck to Trevor Lee. Hey, maybe we'll get to see him on your local indie now. If you do get the chance, do, because he
rocks. He's one of the ultimate five-tool players.
Yeah.
He can do it all.
He's great.
And I'm really excited to see what he does next. And I hope that wherever he lands, he's treated a little bit better.
I agree. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At WhatCultureWWE, of course, on X, if you want to get in touch with us. Martin Brophy starts off. Happy Friday, legends. Happy Friday, Martin. With the Tony Khan attack, could you see the return of MJF for Double or Nothing on Team Khan?
That'd be so funny after everything he's been through with Tony. Yeah, I could see him. I could see him being involved in this storyline. Maybe Blood and Guts?
Yes. I've seen people already sort of divvying up the teams, because obviously you've got the Elite, Guard of Bucks, Jack Perry. You could potentially add another one to that. On the other side, is this going to be a way you bring back Kenny Omega or Hangman Page or whatever? Orange Cassidy was someone I saw people talking about, because he was right there when Tony Khan's limp, lifeless body was removed from the ring. For me, I'd have... I do like the idea of MJF being like, you're a mark, but you're my mark.
You're my mark. Yeah. Yeah. It would fit his kind of trajectory.
So let's go. Let's pick the team then. So you got, let's go four. We've got four at the Elite.
Yeah.
And Jack Perry's part of the Elite now. Let's just make it easier that way. So let's go MJF.
MJF. Absolutely.
Who else would you have?
Shad. No, it can't be Shad in there. Man, who else really fits it? Oh, Kenny Omega, if he's fit.
Kenny.
If he's able.
What a super group this
he
is.
Has to be healthy. For
yeah.
I would put Hangman, but I think he's going to come back heel.
Yeah, I agree. Swerve,
so maybe not.
Cassidy?
Orange Cassidy.
Orange Cassidy.
Good. Yeah, he could just be like, yo, this promotion like gave me a chance. Uh-huh. No one else would. So that's good.
Darby?
Darby's really good, yeah.
I don't know how soon he's injured. Let's just pretend we can just magic them better now.
They saw a photo of him with a broken nose the other day as well.
Kenny Omega, but he's not... So then the Elite comes... So it's right? And he comes out and he does the Mick Foley. I believe the fans deserve a replacement. I think you know the guy. Shad Khan!
he looked like he was ready to cause a ruckus on Wednesday, so...
He was arguably the best... actor out of everyone. The rest of them are on telly every single week.
And then in this photo, he's like, look at this guy, that's my son. He's doing?
In his element.
He's wearing his little neck brace. This is awesome, folks. I love it.
Yeah.
Pro wrestling invading the real world is good.
Also, very surreal. I play football, five-a-side football with some lads, and one of them came up to me on Monday. I went, you excited for the draft? And I was like, that's weird. I was like, I think Cody's probably going to be on SmackDown. I don't know. But it's going to be interesting to see whether people like Gunther and stuff comes up. And he goes, no, the NFL draft, because he's a big NFL fan. I was talking about the Super Bowl recently. I was like, that makes more sense.
I like the Eagles now, I've decided.
Yeah.
Yeah, because apparently everyone hates them. So, I'm in.
If the fans can sit through games in that stadium week after week, my respect.
It'd be cold. Good stadium, though.
Yeah.
Just cold.
Yeah, freezing. Daniel Bishop says, last week's AEW Dynamite lost almost 60,000 viewers from the Punk segment reveal last week. I know you guys don't talk ratings, but it seems that none of their signings have had an effect on viewership. Is growing that number a priority for AEW, or should they just focus on good storytelling?
I do not understand this question, because the two are interlinked, right? Like, it's the... You keep growing ratings by delivering the best possible product you can. So it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's the hot shine stuff, as TNA proved back in the day, does not help anyone.
Yeah, it's like, and of course it dropped 60,000 from the Punk segment. Yeah. That was the big draw of the show. Like, it was always, and that's not even that much. What's that, less than 10%?
I don't know.
That's within the Nielsen rating margin of error. So that's not a significant drop at all. So, like, with all due respect to Daniel, I really don't understand the question.
Yeah, I think for me, the question is to arrest the slide that they've had in ratings, what do AEW do? And it's what they had been doing from the start of the year. Don't panic. Don't suddenly start doing... I realise what I'm saying this in the immediate aftermath of. Bonkers angles that make no sense. Just... Everyone agreed the Continental Classic was a good thing. And just keep doing what you're doing. You're the alternative, right? You're not going to catch up to WWE again. Especially not right now. But you could just be the alternative who just, as Dynasty proves... put on great wrestling matches.
Yeah, that
and should the fans be the will the fans who remain are going to remain, and the casual fans will come and go as wrestling fans always do.
Yeah, the casual, like, I, you know my opinion on the casual fan. Yeah. I don't think they really exist. But like the thing with this stuff is that yes, AEW's ratings have gone down, but guess what? They're still slower than the decline of cable TV as a whole. And they finish in the top three every single week. The sky's not falling with this company, right?
Even if it was, they've got unlimited money. They'll be fine.
I think a lot of the time we're kind of guilty of falling for the fear-mongering that comes out of the worst pundits' mouths.
And like, yes.
We end up with stuff, you know, we end up with this perception. There's also this...
Do they look worried?
Yeah, exactly. They're going to get a nice little boost on their new rights deal whenever it comes out. Look, as long as AEW's finishing in the top five, and it's usually top three every week, I don't think the network or AEW is in any panic whatsoever. I think they're totally fine. I don't even think they really need to grow, you know? Like, why? Why do they need to grow? Why can't they just sit here with this awesome roster and put on awesome matches?
Exactly.
What's wrong with that? And also, like, stories and stuff, it's like, I think people have lost track a little bit of that too. Like, the idea that AEW doesn't tell stories is mental. Mm. Like, people sit here, and Daniel's not doing this, I'm not saying he is, but people sit here and go like, oh, matches versus stories, and it's like, you numpties, a match is a story.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? Like... It's just, WWE, I think the monopoly for years has conditioned people into thinking that a story is a backstage segment or a promo.
Yeah.
These are methods of advancing your story just like a match.
Yes, exactly. So. AEW does tell stories. It's just WWE tells better ones. Right, final question today.
Why did you have to get all tribal? Jesus Christ.
I'm joking. Chill out, everyone. It's Friday. Go on. And there's a bit of Friday fun from Crispy's Crafts, who says, money, you absolute pieces. Thank you very much.
Hello.
Bit of Friday fun. Who would you pasty bet as the next title holders for all the titles? Have a great weekend. Crispy Crafts, first of all, have a great weekend yourself. Second of all, if we did all of the titles, we'd be here until Monday. So let's just do the big ones, right? Let's name a title and say who we think is going to be the next champion. I realise Swerve has just won it, but let's start with Swerve.
Will Ospreay. And he's going to unify the international title with
it.
Because I do think that they could do with getting rid of one of those.
I agree on that, but I don't think that's what's going to happen. I think, despite how kind of stupid it's going to be, because technically he's popped the group round, the Don Callis family's going to screw Ospreay out of the international title because of issues between, like, I don't know, Ospreay defending Kyle Fletcher, maybe getting kicked out of the group because that seemed a bit, this week. And that keeps Will Ospreay busy, but I agree. Will Ospreay all in. Swerve, enjoy the next 4 months. You more than deserve it.
There you go.
Let's go next to Timeless Tony Storm.
A returning Jamie Hayter.
Oh, I like that.
Also at Wembley. I got two English people winning at Wembley.
Great, yeah. I was racking my brains there because I was like, Mariah, I don't know if Mariah wins it from her. And, you know, Mercedes is going to be the next TBS champion. So that cleans that one up. But yeah, Mercedes was another name that you could have linked with that, I suppose. What should we go with next? TNT?
TNT.
We'll get to WWE as
well. We'll do WWE after this one. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, who on earth takes it off?
I don't know. Who have you got?
Jack Perry.
Why not?
I want to give him a belt.
Yeah.
I'll do.
Let's belt him up, brother.
I realise I've said... Next tag champs.
Let's just go do WWE.
Okay, yeah.
Videos give me 4 minutes.
Next tag champs, well. Grizzled Young Veterans. There we go.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move to WWE. Let's start.
Universal. There you go. Who have you got? The Rock. I've got The Rock. So The Rock's going to politic his way over next year, baby.
This side of the brain goes someone like Gunther, and then this side of the brain goes Rock.
The Rock. The Rock's going to screw Cody over. That's my prediction.
It's so funny because I saw people pitching like this bloodline stuff of like at SummerSlam, Cody and Rock do this and Solo and Roman do this. And there was the World Heavyweight Championship Act. And I was like, oh, so screw Drew McIntyre, CM Punk, Damian Priest, all them guys, basically.
Yeah.
Just all the belts, all in the bloodline. What was the point in first putting them up, to be honest? World Heavyweight Championship?
Drew.
Yeah.
In Scotland. Why not? I'm just booking people to go over in their hometowns. The Rock's going to beat Cody in Miami. There you go.
Please tell me IC champ is Perk Gable.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah. 100%.
I'd have him hold it a long time with the Creed brothers as his lackeys as well. US champ?
Oh, goodness. I don't have a good read on the US. LA Knight.
Yeah.
Big Ellie. Yeah.
I think that'd be a good one for like SummerSlam or something. Although that is him losing in his hometown, of course.
We've got to balance it out.
There we go. I always forget which one's which, so I'm just going to say WWE Women's Championship and hopefully you remember.
That's Monday, right?
We'll just say red or blue, yeah.
All right, red. Liv Morgan, for better or worse, I think she's going to... I don't think she should, but I think she will.
I think she won. I think it was actually the right call to put it on Becky first because it's more
Rolando should beat Specky one-on-one. A battle royal doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Blue, SmackDown.
That's a tough one, actually. Tiffany. Tiffany, if she stays on SmackDown in the draft.
Tiffany, yeah. I think they're going to have a triple threat, probably a backlash with because of the shenanigans of last week's SmackDown. I think Bayley retains there, though, but I think Tiffany wins via pink Money in the Bank briefcase, please.
Ooh, that's really good.
Anything else you want to mention?
FTW.
Taz.
Yeah, NXT. NXT, who beats Trick? It's really hard to tell because you'll probably hold it for like a year.
Yeah, he'll hold it for a while. They're going to delay his call-up quite rightly.
And there's so much, like, turnover. Like, new people coming in.
Oh, Javon Evans, I love that guy.
There you go. Wow. He's only, like, 20 as well,
yeah,
right?
Awesome.
Crazy.
Who actually is going to take it off Trick? Who?
Who? His boy's still there. Let's get him back. Why not?
I know. Let's go heel stacks. Takes over the family.
Baron Corbin, our boy.
They're going to be next tag champs, by the way. I should mention them.
Me and Baron.
You or you and Baron.
I'm off for that.
Women's Championship. Roxanne Perez champ right now. I think they're going to put it on Tay and Paxton.
You know what the problem is? They've got like 70 women on the roster. Like, this is a compliment to them, but there's so many options. It's unbelievable. Yeah, I think they're going to go Tay and Paxton as well.
And most importantly, Heritage Cup champion, Tony D'Angelo. Let's go, baby!
Couldn't I give a flying eel?
I've suddenly decided that title... kind of the most important thing in wrestling.
I don't know why.
Let's know your thoughts on everything discussed.
Phil is 100% cutting half of that.
Sorry about that. Let us know your thoughts in the comments. And check out this video while you're at it.
Pow!
Bye!